This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a special event that's going to be coming up at Aderyn College, but it is open to the public as well as the people on the campus of Aderyn College. I happen to have on the program with me Tina Claiborne, who is the Professor and Director of Athletic Training, Director of Institute of Sports Medicine, Exercise Science, and Athletic Training there at Aderyn College. And Tina, welcome back into the program.
Thanks, Dale. It's so good to see you again.
It's good to see you as well. And I'm happy to have on the program Sergeant Christopher Vetter with the Michigan Army National Guard. And Chris, it's good to have you here too.
Oh, thank you, Dale. Appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to talking with you about what's going to be happening. Meet the Army Community Day, and this is going to be coming up when and what time, Tina?
Yeah, it's going to be Friday, April 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it'll take place in the Marilat Sport and Fitness Center and Docking Stadium at Aderyn College.
This happened, isn't this the third year for this?
This is year four, actually.
Four, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So we've really grown this over the years, and it's been a fantastic community event and event for the campus as well.
So overall, what is this? We say this is Meet the Army Community Day. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what do we mean by that? It actually started off, it was inspired by the Army H2F program that started in 2019. And H2F is Holistic Health and Fitness. And they started to launch some more well-rounded programming for their soldiers. And that led to adding a tactical strength and conditioning program at Aderyn. And we thought that this would be a great way to not only advertise that program, but also our ROTC opportunities and scholarship opportunities for students. So it was really inspired by strength and conditioning and health and fitness for our armed forces, but it has really grown into a community event.
And it really, you have a lot going on during that day, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, there are a lot of things. First, and I'll let Chris talk about all the cool equipment and everything that they bring down. But we actually have teams of four compete in the Army fitness test, where they do a deadlift, push-ups, sprint drag carry, planks, and a two-mile run. And so we have a whole competition that is around that runs continuously from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then simultaneously, we often have a helicopter land. One year we had a Chinook.
Yeah, I remember that.
We had a Black Hawk, which was really cool. And then the National Guard brings down all sorts of cool combat equipment that people can climb on and tour.
Well, tell us about that, Chris.
Well, it's a great opportunity for the community to meet us, right? And the first year was kind of, personally for me, was really good, right? I'm a huge hockey fan. The hockey team was there doing the fitness test.
Yeah.
I got to know those guys. And one of the NCAA players actually trains my kid to this day. He's playing minor pro hockey still. So
wow.
Very cool,
yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
I get a personal connection. I believe last year I was out there with the volleyball team, girls volleyball mm-hmm. team doing the fitness test. So it's really cool just to meet the students. And again, the high school involvement, that has grown immensely. We had multiple high schools down here last year from around the surrounding community. So it's just a really big fun event to see that we are people too, right?
Yeah.
We're not just robots, right? So we bring out as much equipment as we can. And it's obviously weather permitting with the helicopters. But they are allowed to get on the equipment. The fitness test, like I said, Tina said, there's heats of four. It's a lot of fun. The kids are laughing and it's very, very challenging. To see some of these high-end athletes here in this college or even high school struggling on this test makes me laugh a little bit, and it makes them laugh. So it's just a fun day for the community, and we're praying it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
And the athletes are graded on
yes.
the Army standards.
Yes,
so
they
get a score sheet. They can see how they stack up compared to not only their peers, but compared to the Army standards.
100%. Yes, they are graded and they're sent home with the score. And I don't think we've had anyone max it out. And if it was only one or two people. So
mm-hmm.
I was the first year, like I said, I was trying to motivate these hockey players, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Giving them some crap. So it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for us,
yeah.
is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Just as much it is for the community.
And the competitors have ranged anywhere from 16 years old to 75 years old.
So
it's been really, really fun that way too.
Yeah. And the run is fun too, because they run around the community. The 2 mile, we got it mapped out, kind of going through some of the neighborhoods. So it's really fun to see it all happening at once, because there's a lot of people out there.
I know, Tina, you mentioned about this, but Chris, talk about the fact that the events include 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes.
So you got what?
So you start with the maximum rep deadlift. So it maxed it out at 345 for 3 reps, right? But it's also graded on a scale from 60 points to 100. So you got to be anywhere in that range from 60% to 100%. Once you're done with that, you're going to go into a hand release push-up. Traditional in the past, you just normal push-up, right, that we learned in gym class. Mm-hmm. But this one, you're going your chest all the way to the ground. Your hands are coming up off the ground, and then you're pushing yourself all the way back up. A little bit more challenging. Yeah. Adds about 6 inches in depth, so which wears on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Sprint drag carry, 25 meters down and back. Sprints, you're dragging 90 pounds backwards weight down and back, carrying 40 pounds in each hand down and back, and then sprinting to finish it out. That is the most challenging one, and we think we had a few athletes lose their breakfast.
Really?
Yes, because that heart rate gets spiked.
But we don't want us to scare people away, Chris.
But it was fun, right? Yeah. I challenge those. It's all about your own pace. And then you got a traditional plank, like you would in gym class as well, and then finished out with a 2 mile run that I already mentioned.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Have you taken the registrations for this? At this point?
Yes, absolutely. I've started to pass out flyers into the community, and we certainly have a link that I can share with you if you want to put that out for the community as well. But we are taking registrations at this point.
Okay, so what's the link for that, Tina?
That's a good question. It's a very long link.
Okay.
But people can contact me, Tina Claiborne at Adrian College, and I can get them that information if they're interested.
Okay.
Or they can look for flyers around the community.
Okay, very good. What's the deadline for them to register for that?
Well, we'll take registrations right up until till the very end. But I will say we do combine this with Greek Week at Adrian College. So the Greeks will also compete against each other. And the athletic teams will also compete against each other. So it does fill up.
It's very busy out there.
Yeah, I would encourage people, if they're interested, to join us early. We've reached out directly to some of the local high schools. Adrian High School and Madison High School have competed the last 2 years in particular and have quite a rivalry going.
I bet.
It's really fun.
Yes, I bet they have. The thing is this is a great way, like Chris, you mentioned before, mm-hmm. to be able to meet you and to be able to go and see exactly some of the equipment that you work with.
Yes.
And be able to get an idea of what that's all about.
Yeah, so the vehicles is really, really interesting. And we've had them drive around a little bit in the parking lot. They weren't driving, but they were riding, so they can see it in operation as much as we can, given with what we're given. But yeah, it's very, transportation is huge. For those people interested in that, they'd be able to check out those vehicles, and then aviation, if we can get that helicopter with the rain, as long as the rain holds off.
Yeah.
So aviation is a huge, huge one for us in the state of Michigan. It's one of our most valuable assets. So good, hopefully get some good prospects to look at those and see how it goes from there.
Yeah, not only for the National Guard, but the mm-hmm. ROTC program too, right, Tina? Mm-hmm.
Yes, the ROTC program has seen a nice increase in enrollment. And actually, mm-hmm. I think the recruitment for the Guard has seen a nice increase through awareness in this event. So that's been fantastic. And students can earn a lot of scholarship money for going to college by not only enlisting, but going through the ROTC program.
100%. Like National Guard, it offers tuition assistance through the state and federal. We're allowed to use both in the National Guard. And then with ROTC opportunities, you get scholarship opportunities. And I know a lot of the athletes here at Adrian have other ways of getting money. So it's a good way to combine all of it, right?
Yeah.
You can combine them with academic scholarships or whatever you need. So we really target students because this is a great stepping stone to somewhere else in life.
Yes.
Or possibly, if you want, a active duty career too. It's a great way to pay for school, but also build your resume is basically what it is. So mm-hmm. I love reaching out to kids in this demographic, this age, because I was there too, and I remember. So, and it's really done well for me. So sure. I look forward to this day a lot. It's a big day.
And again, they emphasize not only this is for the students and that age group, but also the rest of the community is invited to come out to this as well.
Oh, right? Yeah. Just for fun. Come out and have fun. You don't have to be wanting to join the military. If your son wants to come out and do the test and you want to watch, absolutely.
Yeah.
We can be there cheering them on, so to speak.
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah,
we definitely cheer
them on, and it's a great way to get to know people in the community. And I do want to give a shout out to both American Legion posts who have donated money for prizes to this event, and so it's been a really nice partnership and a wonderful way for all of us to get to know not only our veterans, but our other community members that are linked with the armed forces.
Yeah,
absolutely.
By the way, it was my good friend Dave Lupus that said, you got to get a hold of Tina. This is coming up, Dale.
Dave is a great advocate, of this
That's
event.
Awesome.
And just getting the word out there. I think sometimes it's easy for us to forget all of the things that happen behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anything else about the day we haven't covered yet so far, Tina or Chris?
I would say that mostly it's a day for awareness, for fun. There's no formal presentations for the community. They can come and go as they like. Walk in. If you want to climb in the helicopter and it's there, if you want to climb on some of the other equipment, there's going to be a smokeless range too, where people can simulate shooting exercises. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've had some robots roaming the parking lot.
Just come out and have fun.
Yes.
Is what it's going to be. There's no pressure for anything. We're just here to show you what we do. And then if you want some information, feel free to ask. If not, just have fun, get to know some of the equipment, and then watch some of the athletes compete. That's all we're looking for.
It's going to be a great day.
Yes, it will be.
Sure. Yes, we're
for
really
sure.
looking forward to it.
So, Tina, remind us when, where, and time.
All right. Friday, April 17th at Adrian College in the Marilat Sport and Fitness Center parking lot and docking stadium. The event starts at 9 a.m. and will be done by 2 p.m.
Okay. And no admission, just come on out, right?
Free for the community. The helicopter typically lands around 8:30 a.m., so
yes,
then we
ma'am.
Can kick off the competition at 9. So we'll hope to have information, but usually we don't know until the night before how that's all going to happen.
It all depends on weather conditions, right?
Sure
yes.
does. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, but people can come. You line the streets, line the perimeter of the parking lot, and it really is very, very impressive. Huh. And I don't know if we get a helicopter, which kind is going to show up? It all depends on what's available and if they have something more important to do that day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's the main thing, right, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. And they are coming all the way from Selfridge, so it's a little bit of a flight.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, Selfridge over there on Lake St. Clair.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
want to thank both of you for being on the program and telling us about the Meet the Army Community Day. And again, Friday, April 17th, 9 to 2 at Docking Stadium there at Adrian College. Come one, come all.
Wonderful.
Okay. Tina Claiborne, the professor and director of athletic training, director of Institute for Sports Medicine, Exercise Science, and Athletic Training at Adrian College. Again, thanks so much. It was good to see you once again.
Oh, Dale, this is great. And I really appreciate you helping us get the word out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Sergeant Chris Vetter with the Michigan Army National Guard, it's great to have you here. And it was great to meet you as well.
And thank you, sir. I really appreciate the time.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.